pigeons under the bed.
Cheryl,
hey, hold on, Miss Edna.
Cheryl, why aren't you saying anything?
What do you mean?
You're not talking.
Well, you were playing.
Clips?
Name. What's your name?
What's your name? Your name, your name, your name, your name, your name, your name, your name.
Jermaine.
Jermaine.
What's Jermaine?
Jermaine.
Eastwood School for Girls. Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy. Miss Tracy. Guess what?
Guess what, Miss Tracy?
Miss Tracy. Guess what?
What's a Miss Tracy?
Cheryl, I went out just now. I just got home. I went to my yoga class earlier, and I'm friendly with the teacher and her husband. They're newlyweds. And we went out to eat afterwards.
What happened?
Huh? Excuse me, Colonel?
What happened to your lesbian face?
I'm on the thing. What are you talking about?
Where were you grumming from the other day? Someone had a screenshot.
That was a fake picture. Wasabi did that.
Oh.
So we went to Whole Foods, you know, and I got some sushi, and I couldn't resist, so I got 5 of those delicious cookies with the hearts and the red goop in them. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, you're so stupid. Come on, you've heard of these cookies.
No way.
They're delicious cookies, Cheryl. They're like buttery and rich. And then they have they're like an Oreo with, but it has period blood in it. That's what it looks like. It's not really period blood. And then there's a heart and you can see through.
Okay.
You don't know this cookie?
Mm-hmm.
You're really a dumb bitch sometimes, mostly now.
Yeah. How much anyway, it cost? $20?
Yeah, pretty much. So listen, so I offered it to them, and they were like so angry that I would dare eat sugar. Like, they're telling me about how it destroys my... It's basically going to kill me in 3 seconds. And I'm like, and I was drinking coconut water. They're like, yeah, that's too much sugar, too. And then
sugar causes cancer, man.
And then she's like, oh, I'm going to get one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But they wouldn't sell it at Whole Foods if it wasn't high.
That's right. Thank you.
You know, I was eating this...
pussy?
It was a mock chicken...
Oh, no, Cheryl. You don't eat that kind of crap.
Some kind of Asian thing, and, you know, it's mock, so it's not really chicken, so you think, oh, it's going to be healthy.
Mach 5?
I looked up the nutrition info. Mm. For 2 small pieces, it had 18 grams of fiber.
Is that a lot?
Yay.
Eastwood School for Girls, though.
How am I going to stay skinny?
Hang on a second. I hear noise, but I don't know what it is. Is my Sonos on? I got to check. What were you saying, Cheryl Beryl? Oh, yeah. I was playing last night's podcast on my speakers. That's why I was hearing. I did a podcast last night, too, Cheryl.
You did?
Yeah, with Rachel Cann.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Sorry fine. For everyone.
It was good. It was real good.
I'm just a little girl. It's
amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been out in months, and it's Friday, and I was so drunk after going out on my Friday night that I woke up, and I was wearing my clothes and my shoes, Reagan Fox.
Oh, I was going to say it was Rachel, not Reagan. What are you talking about? Mm-hmm.
Eastwood's cool, girl.
Okay, let's play a game. I want you to call out a clip, and I want to see how long it takes me to find it on my holder.
Okay. What's that one? The one with Ronnie.
Oh, Cheryl, that's too hard. I don't think I'll try to find it. Okay.
Pull on me, Ronnie. Pull as hard as you can.
God, Cheryl, you have to pick something hard, don't you?
Well, it's one of the best
fucking
ones.
Fucking bitches. Inwarding bitch.
Pull on me, Ronnie. Pull as hard as you can.
Not bad, is it, Cheryl? That was pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Pull on me, Ronnie. Pull as hard as you can.
Wait, I heard from Sugar Lips. I recorded Sugar Lips the other day. I don't think I've heard it yet.
Sugar Lips.
Remember that lady who's... The smoker who lives in my building, I sent you a recording where she's, "Hi, Sugar Lips."
Yay.
Yeah, her. She was saying how somebody should be put in an oven. I think. Was this a duty? Wait, this is a duty.
Oh, God.
Whose duty is that?
Shishaldi.
That's 5-16-16. Jesus. This one is called Minor Work Churdy. I don't even know this.
That sounds pretty major, actually.
I know. It does.
Who called it minor?
Whoever labeled this.
Must have been you.
I can't find Sugar Lips. Where's Sugar Lips? Did I delete it or something? I must have lost Sugar Lips. This is the original Sugar Lips.
Can you play Girdle Still over there?
Who is this?
Hello.
He made a friend.
Oh, yeah.
He
made another friend.
Let me go and I'll go
to
exercise.
All right, Sugar
Lips.
Later, okay?
Be good.
Be good, Sugar Lips. That's a real person. But the other day she said somebody should be putting in an oven.
Madge, play Girdle Spillover.
Okay.
Hello.
He made a friend.
Oh, yeah.
He made another friend.
He made another friend.
Right.
Yes.
My Sugar Lips.
Oh, they do.
Oh, he made a
break.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, mommy.
Hey, mommy.
You're a good boy, Rocky.
Rocky. I think she's losing it, man. Rocky.
They're all fucking losing it, Cheryl.
Yeah, give it to me, baby. Okay.
Yeah, don't let the dog get it.
Give it to me, baby.
It came off my fingers. Yeah. I'm trying to grab him and grab everything else here.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, God.
Sorry. It didn't get him, though.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Butterfingers.
Oh, my God.
She was smoking, and she almost hit the dog with her cigarette.
You made a friend, Rocky.
Yeah.
You made another friend, dog. Yeah. Oh. Good boy.
See you later.
Take care, sugar lips. Thank you.
Why can't I find this girdle? I'm having a hard time with the girdle, Cheryl.
Man.
What is this pie bake-off girdle?
Girdle spill over.
Oh, Cheryl.
So did you see that two of our listeners are hanging out at that horrible IML thing?
Correction. Two of our listeners are admitting that they're there. The rest of them, like Matt Peters, are all there with their ass up in the air and shit and the slings. I have sources, Cheryl.
Yeah, Sid's been losing their watch.
Mm-hmm.
Thus and so.
Mm-hmm. Both of them. Thus and so. Girdle. Cheryl, this is really upsetting. I've got an audio archive called Girdle. What is this? Girdle, 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 girdle. That's not it. That's a different girdle record.
You don't be looking right.
That's not the right thing. Girdle. Now this is going to be...
You ain't looking right.
What? What are you sending me? I'm busy trying to find a girdle.
Hmm? You don't look right.
So how's life, Cheryl? Are you enjoying your weekend?
Yeah.
Are you working or not? I don't even know.
No comment.
What does that mean?
You know, school for girls.
So you are working.
Right.
Well, that wasn't so hard to say. Here, what's this?
Raw corset girdle.
No.
No, I remember making that for you.
I even sometimes sleep in my girdles.
No.
Did you make that one, too?
That's an old holder.
I'm just... Like, okay, this is an actual
bill over.
This is an actual podcast.
What is it that stinks? Oh my, it's my vagina. The Mertzes. The Mertzes.
Girdle spillover.
Yes.
And now, Yeast Radio presents.
This is old one, Cheryl. Number 240. It's probably in 2005 or 6.
Hurt and stink.
Remember when the show was actually good?
No.
No, me neither.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Here, what's this? What? Can you hear that? I don't think that's right, Cheryl. It says Manage VM Skirt Girdle. You must have recorded that from your voicemail.
No.
Yeah.
Cheryl. I don't know why I'm talking to you. I was on the MapQuest, and then you're just dialing Leops. I don't know what's going on, but I got to do my MapQuest. I can't end the call because I'm trying to find out where I am in this year. All right, I guess. Quara.
Quara.
This is when I was driving around with Dee Dee's car.
Oh, God. Remember when you used to do MIA to MIA to MIA?
No.
Ah, there's the address.
Via LAX, mile
and yes.
Really?
You can't do those anymore.
I almost did because I found a trip to Hong Kong round trip over a weekend for $650.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Salve for the soul.
Oh,
we need a prayer.
My beloved creator, may I feel the power of the white light surround me and dredge up from my soul, from my consciousness.
Oh, so the other thing is, I was at this yoga teacher's house, and I played Walls Fall Out for them.
What happened?
They had a lot of questions.
Like what?
Like, are we seeing vaginal prolapse or anal prolapse? I'm like, honestly, I don't know.
Good question. Are you dating this person?
No, it's a woman and her husband.
And you showed them that?
Yeah. Because lips pout. Yeah. What's yoga, Cheryl?
Yeah.
So yoga, don't you think they care about avoiding prolapse? You know? It's part of yoga.
No, I don't think so.
It's part of good body care. It's normal. Avoiding a lapse, Cheryl.
It's normal.
Yeah?
That's normal.
For her to have a penis and for him to have a vagina?
Vagina, yep.
Girdle.
Oh, God, she's so ugly.
Who is? Who? Nick Starr?
No, I'm not going to say who, but...
Girdle von Inward Stump?
Well...
Mm-hmm.
I will copy and paste.
Jonathan Livingston Girdle? Oh, Pablo. Fablet.
Is she black?
I don't know. I blocked him. I have no idea what's going on. Let me look at this.
She looks black and...
He's Mexican. He just doesn't like to admit it because he's going to get kicked out of the country.
Well, he looks black and obese.
Well, well.
I mean.
Oh, my God. She looks huge, Cheryl. What happened?
She went and ate all the soul food because Crystal turned told her to.
She looks like a Mr. Potato Head, really, though.
Yeah.
Cheryl, doesn't she look like a Mr. Potato Head? Cheryl?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's very...
Who is in the background? I see Michael Jackson, Lionel Richie. Who's the other one on the right there?
She's very big.
Oh, Cheryl, I don't like that. That depresses me.
It's Klosik.
Do you want to see Trotsky? He's on my pro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ. The other day I was podcasting and somebody noticed there was lube on my table.
Whoops. Yeah. You needed that for your dry gin.
Yeah, I got N-word lips down there. You know what I'm saying?
So, Madge, can I ask you, what's in these boxes?
I don't know. It's just stuff I left.
Can we go through them, please?
Yeah. Okay, good idea.
Yeah. What's in the box?
Photos. And what? Jewelry. You want to see the photos?
Why does this Ustream keep cycling?
Do you want to see the photos or not?
I'm trying to look at the screen and it won't let me hold out.
This is boring now. I can read to you from Studs Terkel's Working, which is autographed since I videotaped him once.
I gotta go to East Radio, I guess.
See my Studs Terkel autograph?
Huh.
See it? I'm showing my Studs Terkel autograph in Working.
See?
It says, Dear Madge, what a delight to work with you. Peace, love. I don't know what this first two words are. Heidi TV, peace, and saw? T? Does anyone know what that means?
Throw it away. Okay, next.
Throw it away?
Yeah.
You dumb cunt. Oh, I have my baby book. How about that?
Let me see.
Our little girl's first 7 days. They got me the wrong one, though. It says boy. It's my baby book, Cheryl. This book belongs to... My mother's lazy, so she stopped filling it out really early. Here's a picture I made.
That happened to me, too.
This is a picture I made a long time ago. Mommy, Daddy, Madge. You see that? You see it, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Mommy, Daddy, Madge. And then the back, these are our hamsters at the time.
Puffy. So they only filled the 2 pages?
Puffy and Whiskers, yeah.
Oh.
Now, this is a pullout section, Cheryl. This is dated 9/12/72.
Your art looks the same now.
Yeah, I know. 1970.
You actually drew in little album art for me on something one time. It looked like that.
I know. I do. That's what's amazing is it hasn't changed. It really is. So that was 1972, Cheryl.
What?
That was, honestly, it's written right here.
What?
November 12th, 1972. My handwriting has not changed since 1972.
How old for you?
Well, you know my age. You can do the math.
Let's go.
Let's see. What does it say here? named for Rachel Worgen and Bluma Werner. I was named after two women.
Bluma.
Bluma. Yeah, it says it right here. Bluma.
Bluma. That's a good name. I need to use that when we call sometime. The other name that I need to use is Diuresis Jones.
Sure. These are my names. These are important
Bluma
people.
Bluma and Diuresis Jones.
No. Where do you get Diuresis Jones?
Like
that's
that?
Not in my birth certificate.
Man. So diuresing is when you take a medication to make you piss off fluid, which is amazing.
What the fuck,
so,
Cheryl?
You know that the Blacks would probably take the name diuresing to be Diuresa, and their last name would probably be Jones.
Okay, I need to read you.
Maybe.
I need to read you the list of those present at my vaginal bris. First of all, named for Rachel Worgen and Bluma Werner. Oh, did I mention that? Bluma. Bluma.
Horrible.
Bluma. Ugh. I always thought it was Bertha. I didn't even know my name. Oh, well. Mother and father, Lester Bluestein, Helen Leon Gordon, Vera Lurie and mother, Molly and Jeff Jacobs, Lois Shoney, Carol Denagi. These aren't even good names. They're not Jewish enough. Golda Lippitz.
Oh, God.
Rabbi Weil, Marty Eisman.
Golda Lippitz.
Jack Figgebbins and Patty Waistcoat or something. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, here's my baby bracelet, see? Well, there's a little girl. And let's see, my weight, I was born 7 pounds 6 ounces.
Overweight from the beginning.
For sure. Oh, and then she just stopped filling it out. So that's my whole life. That's it. The rest
Did
of the book
tell
is...
Her, tell her, you're lazy.
The rest of the book is just empty.
That's
yeah,
right.
Totally
it's
empty.
It's kind of like you're lying.
Yeah, pretty much. Parents' notes.
None.
What?
No notes.
What's a hydroseal?
Hydroseal.
Examination.
Some kind of drug.
Examination by Dr. Byrne. Hydroseal on both sides warrants being watched for change.
What's that? Google it. Know.
You Google it. I'm busy.
Hydroseal.
Oh, this is the part where my... They had to...
Amputate your clit?
Yeah, my clit, it didn't have a big enough hole, so they had to make a bigger hole.
Did it really?
Yeah, it says pie hole rather than slit. No, pinhole rather than slit, noted by Dr. Bernie. Advise consult urologist for correction.
What?
Dr. Lewis advises just to watch him.
So wait, you have your pisslet whining?
Yep.
What? We're learning so much about you tonight. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a vagina, Cheryl.
So what was the other thing you want me to look up?
Hydroseal.
Seal. H-Y-D-R-O.
C-E-L-E, I think. God, you're slow as fuck. I'm not even in the hex chat.
Hydroseal.
Oh, there's the hex
fluid-filled sac surrounding a testicle.
What?
It causes swelling in the scrotum. You
what?
All kinds of...
Wait, read that again, please.
A hydroseal is a fluid-filled sac surrounding a testicle that causes swelling in the scrotum.
But Cheryl,
in a woman.
I'm a woman. How could I have a scrotum? I'm not a woman with a scrotum.
It's common in newborns and usually appears without treatment, disappears without treatment during the first year of life.
Thank God for that. I'm embarrassed because...
Wait, so you had a clitoris with a big pus-filled thing, and then... Oh, hold on.
You have an iPhone now?
No, that's someone else's. Hold on.
You lie. You got a fucking iPhone, didn't you? Cheryl got an iPhone. Now Cheryl's gone.
No, it's someone else's alarm. Oh, no. Let me get him this thing.
Oh, my God. Look what Griselda sent me. It was a sign somewhere in Manhattan out front of a restaurant. It says,
I can't believe that
walk
you
walk into
had a
the church purse first.
Swollen clitoris.
It says, walk into the church first, purse first. See that?
That ain't right.
Yes, too.
So, Matt, how big is your pistol now?
Well, I have to get it enlarged about every 3 months.
Really?
Mm.
Really?
When I go to the dentist, I get my clitoris enlarged, you know? A clit hole.
Well, that's normal.
Oh, you clitty clitty bang bang. Clitty clitty bang bang. I love you. Yeah, yeah. Clitty clitty bang bang. Girl, I love you. So, Edith Bunker was very stoned last night, apparently, listening to the Grom. She enjoyed that.
She was high.
Mm-hmm.
How high?
She said she couldn't feel anything below her neck.
Well, that's not right. Was she paralyzed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that ain't right.
She sure was, Putt.
What was she high on, Cradle Man?
Bath salts. It's a surprise. Bath salts.
What?
Bath salts. Cheryl. What? It's bath salts.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? What?
Phil.
Hi, Phil. It's Madge.
How you doing?
Good. Oh. Madge and Cheryl here.
We're horny, Phil.
What?
We're horny for cock.
Oh, really?
Mm. Mostly.
Well, you came to the right person.
Oh, thank Christ. Thank Christ, because my vagina is bursting with lip juice.
Oh, she's got a hydro seal and everything. Yeah, you want to play with that hydro seal?
Woof. Oh, my hydro seal, it's burning, but it feels good when you stick your 13-inch cock into my hydro seal. Woofed. Cheryl?
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to whine in her pistol?
Oh, woofed. Oh, my clitoris is so hard, yet my piss hole is a pinhole shape.
Want to whine in her pistol?
I need it. Bit
really?
Over. Yeah.
You want to whine in it?
Yeah, I need it. You got it eaten out, and then I want it fucked.
Is that right?
Yeah, I need my pussy ate. You like to eat pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Well, I got a big wet one, apparently.
Big wet.
I have an HWC, Phil. Hot, wet cunt. Yeah, HWC. Sounds like an electric thing. You know, like an appliance, but it's just my hot, wet cunt. My H... Oh, you know why? Because I'm thinking of HVC, like HVAC. But it's my clitoris and cunt, mostly. Mm-hmm. Cheryl?
Yes?
Cheryl?
What's wrong with it?
Get horny, Cheryl.
So what are you doing for the Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, God. Well, I'm getting, I'm in part of this research study where I'm getting, infected with the Zika virus, and then they're making me have a baby so then I can have, you know, one of those babies with a Zika head.
It's Walk Like a Zika. Like that song.
Yeah, it's normal. What like, are you doing?
Walk like an Egyptian, but with Zika. Walk like a Zika, baby. Voofed.
What are you doing, Phil?
You playing with your cock?
Nothing.
How's your cock?
Big.
Big? Mmm. Ooh. Oh, tell me how big it is, Phil. I want to hear about your penis.
I told you before.
I know, but I want to hear about it. I want to hear how big and thick it is. You always talk about how long it is, but is it thick? Mm.
What?
Is it thick?
Oh, yeah, very.
Oh.
Well, how's your health?
Yeah. Why do you always go with the downer, Cheryl? Can't you talk about your pussy? Why are you always going to bring it?
I was wondering, Phil, have you had your piss slit widened?
There you go. Cheryl's making fun of me because my cunt hole was too narrow, and the doctor had to make it bigger.
Well,
is that normal?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's what.
Is it normal?
Is it normal, she said, to have a small clitoris hole? Ooh. Oh, my God, Cheryl, I just got my pussy's wet. I just realized I have a puddle on my chair of cunt juice. Phil's making me so hot. Ooh. Oh, I'm orgasming almost. Cheryl.
Fuck. Jeans.
I'm going to pee, Cheryl.
There's no one again.
Oh, that feels so good. Be peeing. I would like to piss on Phil's face while he fucks me. Phil, do you like to get peed on?
What?
Will you pee on me? Piss.
You want me to?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I want you to pee on me, Phil.
What?
I want you to pee on me and then rape my cunt with your pole.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, and you want to line in that slit?
What are you going to do to my pussy, Phil?
Everything from A to Z.
Tell us more.
Are you going to spell out the alphabet with your tongue in my cunt?
That sounds good.
Me too. Yeah. I love getting eaten out, Phil.
I like that.
You like to eat pussy with an alphabet?
What?
I call it my alphabet cunt soup. You can cunt sue me, Phil.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Phil.
I'm a great seller.
Yeah, Phil.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Are you?
I don't want to play with that.
What about Cheryl? Do you want to play with her cunt, too?
Of course.
Cheryl?
Oh, Dylan, you sound so sad, Philly. Don't be sad, Philip.
Cheryl, wait. What?
Philip?
Why can't you just talk sexy, Cheryl? Why do you always have to go to this dark psychological place when we're trying to get our cunt off?
Yeah, you sad, Philip? Want to play with my cunt?
Hold on.
Philip, you want to play with my cunt?
No.
You said you want to play with my cunt, Philip?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
Cheryl.
Are you there?
Cheryl is a little bit too wide for fingers. She doesn't really feel them, but she can take a couple fists. You want to fist her?
Yeah.
Just hold on. When you pull your hand out, though, hold on to the lips or else the whole thing will pull out. You know what I mean? The whole thing will just fall out.
Fuck my pistlet.
Fuck her pistlet, Phil.
Where's stamina?
Yeah. So how you like it? Mm-hmm.
But fuck this pistlet, yeah.
Mm. How big is it?
Oh, it's huge.
Huge. Tell him, Cheryl.
Huge.
Oh, Heather's.
Oh, yeah.
Heather just got back from work, too. I think she wants a three-way.
Heather Feather.
Heather Pellet Gun Feather. Oh, and Bluma's coming. My cousin Bluma. You'd love her.
Phil, do you want to fuck Bluma?
What?
Madge's cousin Bluma. You want to fuck her?
Sure.
She's got a hot white cunt. You want to fuck Bluma? Hot white cunt? Yeah. It's so deep.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
What's the problem?
Sorry.
I'm getting so hot and wet from Bluma's cunt.
Bluma's hot, white cunt. Yes. Yes.
Woofed.
Woofed.
Oh, God.
Woofed and woofed.
I can't even.
I think Heather's there. Heather, did you get home? Heather. Heather.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Heather? Phil's here. You at the school?
You want to play with Bloom's hot white cunt?
Phil, Heather wants you to... I mean, Bloom... Bluma wants you to fuck her. But you got to take off her bloomers first. Mm-hmm. Phil, you should try yoga. It'll make you feel better. I do it sometimes. I like to do yoga. I like to wear yoga pants, Phil. I want you to eat me out through my yoga pants. They're tight and you can see my cunt lips. Mm. It's true.
Sure.
I got big lips. Don't I, Cheryl? I mean, whatever your name is.
Mm-hmm.
Girl Cheryl?
Yeah.
Tell Phil about my lips.
They're not big enough.
What?
What you don't take about? After Bluma, you take after Maris.
Oh.
That was not appropriate, man. Why do you say these things? Mother would not appreciate that.
Oh, Bluma, you make me so happy. You and the Eggman.
Yeah.
Phil, did you come?
Oh no. Are you having an attack? Right?
Hello.
I'll
talk to you later.
But wait.
Girl, are you okay?
Heather just got here, though, Phil.
I want to put my big cock in you.
Heather's still here. Don't you want to say hi to Heathy? Heathy. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's gone.
I've got to go.
So you got off work, or you're still there, or what? You in the closet?
I just got off the train.
Tick-tack, 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 tick-tack.
Oh, my God. Get out of the way. Oh, my God, there's all these drunks. Ah! My pussy.
So many sirens.
How's Natalie? Is she still busy?
Natalie is still at the school for girls.
Whatever for?
Her school doesn't work the same way that my school works.
Why not?
Because it's more like on's hand.
Deborah, did you just get raped? You sound a little rapey.
I wish.
You sound like you just sucked cock. It's your throat.
Were you repairing school for girls at the school for girls?
Mm-hmm.
Were you under the staircase at the school for girls?
Was it
though there hand? Was... No. But there was this really good-looking school for girls. Mm-hmm. At the school for girls, and I had to help her out, and then she was asking if I knew all of these other like gay school for girls, and I was like, oh, I don't know her.
Sorry,
the only thing is she was like bald, and I can't do bald or white. No.
Okay, so Gigatigger posted in the chat room a picture of a very weird pan-faced guy and holding up an enema bottle. Who is that person? Does anybody know?
Who is that?
It's a pan face with an enema bottle.
Wait, what?
Maybe that's a fetus. Somebody posted in the chat room a picture of a...
So can we talk about Amy?
Sure.
So, y'all there?
Yes, we're here.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. This is the first time I've been on the phone. That was Heather.
Deborah.
Okay, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Deborah, Deborah, we were reading through Madge's baby book, and there were some revelations. Because I asked her, what are all these things that are hoarded in boxes behind you? One was her baby book. In her baby book, there were doctor's notes about some concerns when she was born.
Really?
One.
Like for real?
Yes. Mm. One was that her pisslet was a pinhole, so it needed to be widened.
That's one.
Another was that she had a hydro seal, which is fluid filled sac on her testicles.
But, yeah, but man,
exactly, exactly. That's what you get with Obamacare. It's Obamacare. And they can't even tell the difference.
Named after a woman named Luma who had an enormous clitoris.
What?
Her name was Bluma, and she had a huge
Bluma Dale.
I was named after somebody named Rachel for my first name, and my middle name was named after somebody named Bluma.
Bluma Dale.
Bluma Werner.
That sounds weird. You doesn't think? Really roll off the tongue.
Mm.
Bluma Warmer. Warner.
Mm. And. Yeah. So where are we going to call tonight?
Well, considering I thought we were grumming tomorrow.
Well,
so we're grumming tonight, right? Since I got off school for girls.
No, we're not grumming tonight. Okay.
No, this is not a podcast.
Mm. Well, I didn't know if this is just personal, woman to woman. You know what I'm saying? Like we do sometimes where we just have this.
Oh, yeah. We always just have girl talk and don't record it like all the time, us girls. Yeah. Very nice.
Hopefully we get good donations so Debbie can pay her rent.
Seriously.
Eastwood School for Girls. Eastwood Fitz Tracy. Guess what? Fitz Tracy. Guess what?
Pay half of the school for girls.
Fitz Tracy. Guess what?
Roommate. Anyway.
Fitz Tracy. Guess what? Fitz Tracy. Guess what? Fitz Tracy. Guess what? Fitz Tracy. Guess what? Fitz Tracy. Guess what?
Fitz Tracy.
What?
Amy bought a camper that doesn't have really good floors yet. Surprise!
To live
it's
in or
be,
to...
It's going
to
be her YouTube studio.
What? She's going to park it at her... Is it for living or does it actually move?
No, it's just for her YouTube, so she has somewhere to go at her brother's house to record.
Wait, no, you're lying, Debbie.
I swear to God, I'm breaking the news.
How big is it?
She's
getting a camper?
Oh, Lord. Hold on. I think I'm going to a roadblock.
Put your chickens under the bed, then.
Chickens under the bed. Chickens under the bed. Chickens under the bed.
Bed.
Oh, that's normal in this house.
She said no pavers.
I'm just going to drive this car, school for girls car, right into a tree.
Okay, hold on, Miss Hudley.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, Miss Hudley. Okay, hold on, Miss Hudley. Pavis. She said no pavis. She said no pavis.
Hold on, I'm just walking over my life and
She said no pavis.
The chat room is annoying me. First of all, there's not enough people in it. Secondly, they're not talking. They're not reacting to anything that we're talking about.
Maybe Deborah needs to. Maybe she needs to Twitter sheen and Facebook about it.
Yeah.
Well, and we're going to be having a promo video coming out.
Oh, I got to get my coconut water. Hold on.
We're going to be. I'll tell Cheryl. Madge already knows we're having a promo video coming out on Amy's channel, so we get more listeners.
Well, that'll be helpful.
I'm pretty sure there'll be listeners that stick. Oh, but listen. So, you know, I've been helping her give her ideas for her makeup and stuff, and I got her one video up to 30,000 views just by doing a picture form, thumbnail. So I'm really managing, micromanaging her career, you're helping her out.
You're talking about dolphins, photos.
Mm-hmm. She listens to the Grum now, so, you know.
No, I mean, like, you know, some people like dolphins as their favorite animal.
Mm-hmm. Favorite animal. So,
Yep.
And Tammy added me on Facebook today also.
Oh, Tammy is the... Is that the obese one?
Is Tammy the one that looks more like a dolphin or less?
Tammy's the heavier set. Oh. Amy's my girl, and I love Amy to death.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Bash, I got her video up to 30-something thousand views.
How?
Just by changing the... Because her thumbnails are horrible. So I took the thumbnail, photoshopped three pictures, did, you know, a little art style for the thumbnail, and it jumped all the way to 30,000.
Give me an example of one. I'm going to look it up.
Go to her page and her Dark and Dangerous. Look at that one. And then I did that one. But her first one. But
dark
the other
and
one.
Dangerous.
The lemonade look. I did that one. Look how good it is.
Coconut water is so good.
Oh, I know. Did you get the kind that has the pieces of coconut in it, too? I don't really care for that one, though.
No, this is just...
Oh,
it's
God.
Real.
Yeah.
Deborah.
It's good, isn't it?
She looks... What?
I told her to do that makeup because I told her to do more drag looks. Very outrageous. It gets more... She's really good at this. She knows how to manage her. She just needs a little help. You know, in our audience, really having her on the show helps her. But, she loves y'all.
Who was the hairy person with the enema? I still...
Listen, that's her brother, I think, and I almost fell out when I seen that. I said, girl, she got the brother in the back eating pasta.
No, who was the brother with the enema?
Wait, what?
The person... First of all, what's that fucking noise that I've been listening to for 5 minutes?
Oh, you mean the car?
The scratching sound.
Well, if people would give me fucking money where I could pay off all my debt, I could buy a Tesla and there would be no
money. Sounds like there's something on your microphone that's, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Oh, well, probably it's rubbing against
Stop
my
it.
Brain. You know, some of us have hormonal problems, man, where they have hairy boobs.
And how is that my problem?
Microphone, Demi.
Oh, my God. Those are the pictures?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Hold on a second. Are these the good pictures, or are these the pictures you replaced?
Man.
Seriously, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Which, are these Deborah's pictures, or are these...
What?
Who picked,
Deborah didn't fix
who picked these man. Pictures is what I want to know. What's on my nails 4, 5, and 6?
No, I didn't do those. That's what I told her. She cannot do those anymore. I've got to make... Anytime she does a video, I told her not to upload it until I do album art.
Well, show me what is a good one.
But all the album art looks the same on all the videos. It looks bad, Demi.
I think that's why people see it, is because she looks horrible.
Excuse me?
I mean, you know what I mean. Not horrible, really, but artistically horrible. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Bluma.
What? Bluma.
Her knee's been hurting her. She had to sit down when she did that cake video. She messed her knee up.
How did that happen?
Because of that man she's been seeing.
How did he hurt her knee?
In 4K.
How did he make her knee break?
What is this? Oh, no.
What?
Deborah, how did her husband hurt her knee?
It ain't her husband.
Whatever.
She went inside, but they were doing something sexual, and I think she pulled a muscle.
Jesus.
What is this video? Why? Why is this called Nose Hairs in 4K?
Mm-mm. Is this an EMDR, whatever, ASMR?
You think it's because maybe I'm just trying to get a lot of views? And I just recorded carpet in 4K so I can make ad revenue so I can pay my rent. Maybe. Well, true, that one didn't work.
I'm still hearing the noise.
Hold on, I'm going to the podcast boudoir. Let me hold the mic up in front of me.
This coconut water is the most thirst-quenching thing I've ever had.
What brand is it? Because one of them Madonna owns.
This one is called Real Coconut Water, Happiness Inside.
Madonna owns Vita Coco. That's the biggest one.
She owns that?
Mm-hmm. She was very smart. Before coconut water became a thing, she bought the company.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She owns it 100%?
She's a dumb fucking...
Well, I don't know if she sold since then.
So, in other words, you're full of shit.
No.
Cream had a hydro seal.
Yeah, back in 2010, Madonna invests $1.5 million in Vita coconut water drink. That was back before it hit its
peak. Okay, but that doesn't mean she owns it.
Well, no, but I mean, she probably has a controlling interest.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. For a million? I don't think that would be
controlling. But back then, you remember coconut water wasn't on the... It wasn't like it was now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just know it was like, before it got big, she had, you know, was in it.
She's amazing. I played Ray of Light on my Grum that I haven't posted yet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But ironically, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. What's going on with Reagan?
Oh, Lord.
Let's have the computer read it.
Currently in urgent care. For 30 minutes, I experienced overwhelming, blinding, flashing lights in my left eye. It was almost like a hallucination. Terrifying. I'm fairly certain I experienced my first ocular migraine. We will see what the doctor says.
Maybe you should news, drink.
The breeder sent me a new picture of Bodog.
I think it's obvious what it is.
What is it?
It's probably had a detached retina.
Alcoholism.
No, that sounds like a detached retina.
What did Bernie say about ACT UP? Gina's pointing
something.
Who cares? Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I don't know, but it pissed Gina off. I've seen that post. God damn, it's hot in here.
Is Aaron single now?
Aaron Spelling's dead, honey.
No. I listened to it, Aaron.
My sister is at the Four Points Sheridan Mall of America.
They have a mall?
Mall of America in Minneapolis.
Oh.
She said the Four Points?
That's why I thought it was a hotel.
That's really fancy.
I still hear that fucking noise, and you're in your studio. What is going the fuck on?
I'm not in the studio yet.
Well, why is it? You were on your way there an hour ago.
I'm trying to find the... There it is. Well, then maybe it's not me. And I think I have cyanitis also. Was this posted in the circle that we were doing the ground?
Hillary Clinton, according to the over 400 years of experience used to compile this memo, did willfully commit felonies while she was Secretary of State. She endangered national security by carelessly exposing highly classified information to hackers. She was hacked, and now Russia has some of the nation's most secret information. If Hillary Clinton were to become president, the memo suggests she would be open to blackmail by various government officials,
for fuck's sake.
Foreign governments, and...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Whatever.
Oh, please.
This is getting too far now. Jesus.
When I was out earlier today with the people with the yoga, the guy's like a Bernie fan. I'm like, yeah, I like Bernie. I voted for him, but I'll support Hillary if she's the nominee.
Yeah.
He's like, she's evil. And he starts talking about Vince Foster. I'm like, what? I'm like, that was debunked 20 years ago. Who gives a shit? Like, the thing is, the people that do, some people don't like her, like this guy, it's like there's this, people hate her so much, and they don't, it's like it's an
Even
emotional
why
thing.
They hate her.
Yeah, it's an emotional thing. It's a very strong...
Well, she's a woman.
I don't...
Man. Yeah, but these are the same people that if Elizabeth Warren was running, they'd support her. Like, it's like Hillary gets, like, it's either you have people that, like, really love her or really hate her. You know what I mean? There's, like... Mm-hmm. It's weird. Like, you know, I was all for in the beginning, then I switched to Bernie, and, you know, Bernie's not going to get a thumb for him. Okay, swapping over. Comment back.
Wow.
Baby, she said
said no penis. She 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 said no penis.
Deborah?
Okay, hello.
Thank God, no more fucking noise. Everybody goes crazy for the presidential election, and then, like, every other election...
forgets about it.
Every other election is like,
I forgot about it already.
The ones that matter.
I think it's all
my bad for forgetting about it already.
I don't care.
I don't vote for president. Sarah, put me down. I'm going to be voting for American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
I don't vote for president. Whoever's going to win is going to win anyways.
That makes sense. You know, Anderson
I've heard
Cooper?
That before.
Anderson she Cooper doesn't no, vote. Babe. Anderson Cooper doesn't vote. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, he said so on...
Why?
On Howard Stern.
She's a faggot.
Yeah. He says because he's on, supposed to be unbiased, but it's...
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I think it's kind of crap.
She was a lovely girl. In fact, that night took me to a wild party. I played
Turn
a new version of Russian Roulette. We passed around six girls, and one of them had VD.
Oh, my God, I forgot about her.
I don't know. People say to me, what do you like about a girl that goes legs? Are you a leg man? Are you a breast man? Are you an ass man? I don't know what I am. I think I must be an ass man, you know? Yeah, people always say to me, you're an ass man!
Stop it.
Yeah. Okay, who did I call on my gram the other day? Didn't I get some good non-things?
You called N-word Ferguson.
Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my name is... I got a new name. I want to use it.
Clitorica
the
Brown.
The live gram I did the other day, y'all. Who did I call? I thought I got some good numbers. What did I do with them? Let's see. Sunday show notes.
Niggerina Jones.
Diarrhea Snicker?
No.
That's a good one. Name. I like that. I'm a too close.
Hey, to reach my Jenny's in. People are getting rowdy. Lord, I'm too close. To turn back to living. Turn it off.
Well, there's nothing else fucking happening.
I'm talking.
Well, talk.
I'm giving you an MB.
I wouldn't take nothing. Lord, for my Jenny now. You know I sure got to make it to heaven somehow. I'm too close.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 405-640-1090 is not available. Please record your message. When you have finished
too
recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You know I'm too. Heaven to turn around.
Good harmonies. Yeah.
Just can't turn around. You know that I'm too close to heaven.
turn it off now.
You turn around. Just can't turn around.
Man, stop it.
Shut the fuck up, whore. Something to do while the phone's ringing.
I'm sorry, but the
down at the crow. Oh Lord, you sure got a bow.
Your call has been forwarded to an
Deborah. You suck so much.
405-640-1090 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Child, you may scorn. Scandalize my name.
Hold on, I'm calling this number.
On my way.
On my way.
I'm on my way.
On my way.
I'm on my way.
On my way.
Sometimes burdened.
On my way.
I'm on my way.
Welcome to HSN. To help locate your account, enter your phone number.
Cheryl.
Sham. Sorry, I didn't get that. If you're a first-time caller, press 0. If you're an existing customer,
press 0.
Phone number on your account. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold for a sales professional.
Cheryl, you're going to use that?
I'm doing it.
Cheryl, professional.
He's doing it. I mean, she's doing it.
What? Oh. Jesus.
Hi, this is Melissa. May I have your item number, please?
Hi. Do we have a bad connection?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Sounds like your headset isn't plugged in.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like your phone isn't plugged in or something. Static.
If it wasn't plugged in, you wouldn't be able to hear me at all. I'm not sure. Can you hear me okay now? I'm trying to talk a little bit louder.
Well, should we just call back, Madge?
No, order the thing.
That's fine. That's fine if you want to give us a call back.
All right, we'll call back.
Bye.
Now just transfer me. Transfer me somewhere I am. Just do that.
Just call her back.
Deborah, you'll never run out of stupid suggestions, ever.
It's a good idea.
Call back. She,
oh, this is the wrong number.
She didn't have her shit together.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Yeah, she sucks at it, actually.
Call him back.
Who's pounding on their keyboard?
Now you hear that?
Yes. I hear...
Honey, you need some modesty.
Welcome to HSN.
And a Valium.
I'll take the Valium.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold for a sales professional.
Sunset. Love the music.
What is this, the Star Wars theme?
Good evening, this is Amber's. Can I have your item number, please?
Yeah, hi. The item number is 08166 3.
Okay. The track phone today?
The LG Sunset 4.5-inch 4G LTE Android track phone with 1,200-minute text data.
Yep, and did you want the phone in black or white?
What's the price difference? Is the black less money?
They're the same.
Okay. What color did the lady on TV have?
The black one.
Okay. All right. Which one has a higher resale value? I'm guessing the white. I'll take the white.
let me go ahead and get that. Give me just one moment. Mm-hmm. And then which color case? You get a complimentary case with it. Oh. We have pink, red, purple, blue, black, leopard, or paisley. Mm.
What's the last one?
I like paisley.
Hey, what's a paisley? Paisley? What's that?
It's like a floral pattern.
I want the leopard print.
Okay.
Can you still see the white through that?
Through the case? I believe so, yes.
Kinda.
Yeah, you'll be able to see the white on the phone. Yep. And then did you want to go ahead and protect that with a protection plan with HSN today? It's only $15.95. It's our two-year protection plan. You drop this phone, the screen cracks, the case cracks, it stops charging. Anything like that happens, we're going to go ahead and replace it for you and fix it. Did you want to add that on today?
Is there a deductible tonight or anything?
No, it's just $15.95.
Oh, that's even better than that square train. How much was it again?
$15.95.
Sure. Seems like a pretty good deal.
Anything wrong with the phone, we're going to go ahead and replace it for you. So it's really smart to do it, especially on electronics. And did you want to add on a cell phone?
What kind of operating system does this balloon have?
Let's see if it shows me. I just see 4G LTE speeds.
Like what version of Android?
I don't know if it shows.
So like 2.0, or like how old is this phone? I mean, how is it $79?
The $79 because the manufacturer, they were able to negotiate a price with specifically HSN to make it available at that price. It's not necessarily that the phone is technically like an out-of-date phone or anything like that. It's just that's the price that they were able to negotiate to sell this phone for.
Is it really small?
It's a very up-to-date phone. It is able to work at, great speeds. It has good apps and everything on it as well. Yeah, this is a really good
phone. How much space does it have?
Let me see. The charger. Come on now, where to go? Let me see if it shows me somewhere else. Give me one second. This one actually isn't showing me.
Because usually it's like 16 gigabyte, 32, 64.
I'm looking to see if it's
showing. I hope it's like 64.
It's 8 gigabytes.
8? Oh, Lord. I can't shoot very many videos online.
You want me to go ahead and so continue with the purchase?
Can I get it?
I'm sorry?
Well, can I get a larger version, like a 16 or 64?
No, there's no option to update gigabyte.
Does it have an SD cord?
SD cord? Yeah, it's going to be the charger.
No, the additional memory, the micro SD card.
Is it made in America?
Let me check. I'm going to go on to hsn.com and look up all this information. If you do have extensive, you know, information you're looking up, visiting hsn.com might be a good option. I'm looking.
I don't have a computer, unfortunately. That's why I wanted a smartphone.
It is made in China.
Oh, Lord. All right. Does it have an SD card?
Let's see.
Do you think the election will cover it even with the warranty? Ma'am.
I'm sorry?
Will it still, ma'am, with this election going on with China, will it still cover the warranty?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, anything that goes wrong with the phone, we're going to go ahead and cover it. And it supports...
With it being made in America. With it being made in China...
Yes.
But the election.
Yeah, and even though that's where it's manufactured, if anything goes wrong with the item, we'll still fix it. And the memory, it does support a memory card, but they're sold separately.
Oh. How much does that cost?
A memory card? Give me just 1 second. Let me go on here. Alright, $32.29.
Give me 1 second, $29.95.
For how large? For the 32 gigabytes.
Whoa. That's pretty good. Okay, I'll take one of those too. Please.
Six.
I'm sorry. I have a sinus infection.
Have you shopped with HSN before?
Excuse me?
Have you shopped with HSN before?
No. My first time.
What's the best telephone number for your HSN account?
Well, the best phone number for my HSN, Madge, let me see here. What's our number again? What's our number?
For what?
For HSN.
Is the phone number you're calling from, the 559-515-8408, the best phone number for you?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's your first name?
Oh, my alternative is FOURZERO FOURZERO ONE ZERO NINE ZERO.
And your first name?
Luma.
No, my first name is Diuresis. Luma.
For me?
Yeah. D as in diary, I as in igloo, A as in orangutan, R as in rhesus.
Oh, is orangutan.
E as in ecstasy. S as in saucy. I as in igloo. S as in siam. My middle name is Bluma. B L U as in Yuma. M as in Mary, A as in Apple. And my last name is Warner Jones. W as in Wendy, E as in N-word, R as in Richard, N as in Nancy, E as in N-word, R as in Rotund, and then hyphened Jones. J as in Jew.
Cheryl.
O as in Obama. N as in Nikki. E as in ecstasy. And S as in salty secret.
Okay, and then your zip code?
60611.
In Chicago, and what street do you live on?
I just moved to the south side. Let's see here. 333. Nikki Ann Boulevard, I think it is.
Nikki and I.
KKIE.
Niggity. Niggity Ann. N as in I, G as in God, G as in Gospel, I as in Italy, G as in Tanya, Y as in Weiner.
Diuresis Jones, Warner Jones, Pluma.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get you over to customer service and then go ahead and complete your call. One moment for me.
Thank you. Why am I going to customer service?
Give me just one moment. I just have to get you over there just so they can complete it. One second for me.
Okay. What do they do?
Hold on, give me one second. My computer is just locked up. Give me one moment.
Sorry. Are they going to set up Easy Pay?
All right, one moment for me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Give me one second. I don't know why my computer is doing this. What was your zip code one more time?
60611, I think. Are we setting up Easy Pay?
Yeah, and then your street address was 333 Nikki.
Niggity. N as in no, I as in Italy, G as in gospel, G as in God, I as in Italy, G as in Tom, Y as in Yuma.
You wanna put me on the air?
Okay, give me just one moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to be on the air.
Hello, my name is Tomas. Am I speaking with Yuris?
With whom?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
My name is Tomas. Am I speaking with...
Oh, hi. Are you ready to put me on the air?
Okay. Let me go ahead and put you in the queue to go on air, okay?
Okay.
Oh, we're going to go ahead and so, I'm going to put you in now, okay?
And you got my name?
Correct.
What's Diuresis Bluma Warner Jones?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and put you in the queue.
Okay. How does this work?
Hi, this is Sophie. Would you like to speak to the show host?
Yes.
Okay, and could you verify your zip code, please?
60611.
All right, and your name?
Diuresis. Bluma Warner okay. Jones.
Sure, and what are your comments for the show host today?
Oh, this amazing... The track phone. Just such a great deal.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. We're no longer airing the track phone at this time. I'm sorry. But
what are you airing now?
We're on to one of Joy's products. That's
I love Joy. I love her. Love her.
Yeah, well, good things. We appreciate that. But she's actually just getting ready to wrap up this hour, so we're all done with taking calls. Thanks so much for calling, though.
Okay, well, can I go back and finish my purchase?
Oh, well, I can place the order for you if you like. What would you like to order?
Well, I'd like, what is it? Item number 081663.
Okay.
I really wanted to be on air. It's my birthday.
Oh, sorry. So that's for the LG Sunset Android Track Phone. And it looks like you can choose either the white or black color.
Definitely the white.
The white for the phone, okay. And then you can choose a color for the case that it comes with.
Do we have it in a gold herringbone?
No, there's no gold listed here. I'm sorry. We have it in the, there's pink, red, purple, blue, black, and then we have a print in the leopard or paisley.
Oh, leopard. the donation print. Yeah.
All right. So we'll do a leopard print.
Only one donation. Oh, my God. Lord.
And it looks like on that we're offering a 2-year protection plan for $15.95. Would you like to add that?
And does that cover, you know, if you drop it in the toilet, blood, urine, feces, all that?
It covers any accidental damage. Yeah, so that would be considered accidental.
Okay, yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how you could not, you know, it would not be accidental, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. And what type of card will you be using today?
Oh, it just turned on the TV, it looks like. So the thing that's currently being sold, is that this Sandy Hook mirror with regular 5x magnification? Can I add one of those to my order as well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll go ahead and add that. Real quickly, what type of card will you be using?
It's a Samsung Pay.
The credit card? What type of credit card?
Yeah, it's a Samsung Pay. I hold it up to the thing, and I put my fingerprint.
Oh, okay. No, we take. You have to use, like, a major credit card.
Yeah, it's got all my credit cards in there. I've got my, what's it called? Diner's Club.
Yeah, well, I would actually need a card number, a credit card number.
Am I doing Easy Pay?
Yeah, we can do that, but I need a credit card number before I can proceed with the order. I'm sorry.
It's a Girdle card.
So, I think, I don't know what kind it is, but 867.
I need an actual number from a credit card. That you would have to actually look at the card and read off the number.
Okay, hold on. Let me find my card.
Okay.
Just got to finish up. Can I go into our first? Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm just... I don't got my purse in here. Man.
Okay. They're on commercial right now. We've got to call them back. We are getting on air.
Well, then, Debbie, you do it this time.
A full bladder early in the morning.
You should have. Look, next time we get close there, don't. You ruined it when you said your name. You should have said, oh, my name's Sharon.
Yes, you ruined it with the name.
Niggity. See, she was really going to put you in air, and then you said diarrhea.
Yeah, Diuresis Jones. You should have said my name is Cheryl, and I love your products. They still wouldn't have put her on because she was asking what the track
for. What do you think about my name? Diuresis Valuma Warner Jones.
The third.
It's a pretty good second, name.
No, not all of those. You can pick two of those, not diuresis.
I love diuresis.
It's not a real sounding name. It sounds like...
It is, it's blind.
Oh, there's a vacuum! Okay, call it back.
Okay.
Whatever you do with them.
Okay, I am.
They hate us.
Okay, go ahead.
Get on the air, bitch.
Okay, go.
Hold on. Ruff, 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 ruff.
And then you gotta do duty sounds on the air. And we gotta have someone record it.
Live dutying?
Mm-hmm.
Whether I'm gonna be a nut.
HSN. To help locate your account. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
No more diuresis.
Please hold for a sales professional.
Oh, professional.
Hi, good evening. This is Christy. May I have the item number you're calling to order for?
I am, yes, I'm calling about 478-294.
Yes, ma'am, our new today special.
Oh, my God, honey, I love this vacuum.
Oh, great. Well, what kind can I get for you?
Ah, well, is that, I was hoping to, but I need to get on cue for the air. I've just got to tell, I love this vacuum.
Oh, okay, you want to know the testimonial line?
Yes.
Sure, give me just 1 second. Let me get your account up. Give me just a moment here.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, may I please have your phone number beginning with the area code?
All right, tell me when you're ready. It's 425. Okay, 425-75. Oh, I'm so nervous. 425-757-2456.
All right, you said that was, that didn't find it. 425-757-2456. 2456?
Yes.
All right, let me take a look here. Well,
it's under Deborah Wilkerson.
Okay, let me try that. Is that Deborah? Is that R-A or O-R-A-A-H?
R-A-A.
D-B-R-A. And you said Wilkinson or Wilkerson?
Wilkerson.
Okay, what state are you in?
Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, let me look here.
Yes.
Okay, and you're on West Rosewood Drive?
That's me.
Oh, okay. I might need to update your phone number. I've got you under 6238.
Well, that's my other phone.
564. Oh, okay. So you
changed
your account. Okay, let me get you right down to the testimonial line. Give me just a second here.
Okay.
All right, hang on 1 second.
That's okay.
Give me just a second here.
That's fine.
Let's see. They moved it on me.
Good evening, and welcome to the HSN Show Host Line. Is this Deborah?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Deborah. And can you go ahead and verify your phone number for me, please?
Oh, Lord, I just gave it to her because we had changed over. She had pulled up all my stuff from before. She's able to find me.
Oh, okay. Did you place an order?
No.
Oh, okay.
I've already had this order. I've had the Super Shrimp Vacuum 2-in-1. I've just got to say, this thing has been amazing. And for the price, I have had a Dyson's, I've had Hoover's, I've had a Bissell. Nothing can compare to this thing.
Oh, okay.
It has been amazing. It really has. And for the price, I just have to say, I'm just appreciative about it.
Okay, well, I will definitely send a note over to them. Well, thank you so much for shopping with us. You have a wonderful
day. How do I get to talk to Joy? She said I was talking to Joy.
Oh, is that okay? Let's see. Usually we have, you have to buy the item.
Let me go ahead.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It wasn't showing up. Let me go ahead and get you over there. One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, is this Deborah?
Yeah, this is.
Okay, that's why it's transferring over here. The lines are full at this time, so if you want to just give us a call back like in 10 minutes, you should be able to get through at that time.
Oh, and I'm scared to hang up. They already got all my information. It took so long.
Well,
I've already been through
two
different...
As long as you give us the phone number. The phone number is 623...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be able to keep you on the line. I'm sorry. It's 623-877-4564.
Yes.
Okay, if you give us that phone number, we'll definitely be able to pull your account right up.
Okay.
Okay, so just give us a call back in like 10 minutes.
What do I need to do? I'm sorry, I just got confused because you just gave me my number back and told me to give it to you again. But if you already have it, I'm sorry.
Oh, when you call back. For your information to come up. I was just checking to make sure we have your correct phone number. And if you give us that, that'll pull up your account.
Okay, well, I'll call back in 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you for shopping with us. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
But they'll be on to the next product.
Well, you'll have to buy that too. They wanted to see, they checked to see if you had it on your account, that you had bought that in the past and you hadn't.
I should have been like, order it. But would that have been from?
A long time ago, I used to order
400 and 504, sold 511, 514.
I tried so many times to get on the air at QVC, hundreds of times, never once got on, came close dozens of times. But in the end, it's like you're not, don't have a real account and you're not...
Well, the thing is, they were able to verify my account information. Remember, I live in Arizona.
Yeah, which is great, except they didn't. They saw that you hadn't purchased the vacuum that you said you had.
Well, Tone already had it.
But she checked and you didn't buy it from QVC.
That's right, I bought it from HSN.
Well, that's what I mean, HSN. They checked your account, you didn't have it on there.
Well, you think I should have told him to order it?
Yeah,
think
and then use GigaTigger's credit card.
No, it's going to charge it up to Deborah's account in Arizona.
Oh, that's okay.
That deserves a donation. What are the odds of that they were able to find me in Arizona?
Pretty good, but
believe the odds?
We could have gotten $500 if you got on the air.
From
okay.
Who?
Audience, how much will you give us if Deborah gets on the air, or Cheryl for that matter?
They're not going to give us anything. They're cheap, and they don't want to give you anything, Madge.
Mm.
Even though we've got executives in the room.
True.
From the fruit. Yep.
Fetus McMuffin, that's not how you spell Bluma. It's B-L-U-M-A.
Bluma. I think I spelled... She got my phone number when I spelled it out for her.
Mm, she's a hottie, huh?
Yeah, you like that?
Okay, so the number was
623-877-4564. A lot of shootings tonight.
I'm tired. What are you
saying? Was that the number?
What?
The 623-877-4564. That's what she
wrote
down. I
don't fucking know. I didn't write it down.
Man, is it true that in the summer when it's hot, the blacks get really angry and shoot each other even more?
The blacks are rude.
Is that true?
Oh, my goodness.
Where is the box? I'm trying to find that recording.
I want to eat you with me.
Phil, say it for me.
I want to eat you with me.
Phil, say it for me. It's my...
That's too bad. Mm-hmm. That's no good. That's too bad. Mm-hmm. That's no good.
That's a big job.
That's too bad.
It brought us the death watch we
took. That's no good. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
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 That's no good.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Not the Christ no good. Can come.
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. That's too bad.
We are beings.
That's no good. That's too bad.
Osama bin Laden has
that's
kidney
no
stones.
Good.
Yay!
That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. That's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
Are we still grumbling?
Yes.
Where's my purse?
Oh yeah, we're waiting on donations.
Where's my purse?
Daddy.
Where's my
Daddy,
where's
I don't
my
know
purse?
What we're going to do with no donation.
Baby. She said no, baby.
We're gonna
she
have
said
to
no,
let
baby.
The song go.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She
tonight.
Said no,
tonight.
Baby.
Tonight.
She said no,
tonight.
Baby.
Tonight.
She said no,
tonight.
Baby.
Tonight.
She said no, 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 baby.
Tonight. She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight. She said no, baby. Tonight. She said no, baby. Tonight. She said no, baby. Tonight. She said no, baby. Tonight. She said no, baby. Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight. She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said
no, baby. Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby. Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
Tonight.
She said no, baby.
These bitches are making requests.
What's your problem, man?
Can we hear the gospel duty? Well, how about a donation with a note that says we'd like to hear
you
gospel
see that nice
duty?
Nice picture of Vince where he needs to show us more holiness.
How about Vince pawn something in that room and donates it?
Yeah.
Is that how you like it? Is that how you like it?
Call Mark and see if his mama answers.
That how you like it? That how you like it?
No, it sounded like auto-tuned. Come, Mark. I want to see if his mama answers.
Who's Mark?
You know, the one that the mama answered last week?
Okay. Boy, we're talking.
The little Deborah mama.
She was a mean lady. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Simple Sarah donated.
Yeah.
Are we calling back HSN?
Oh, well, then I will play the duty, because that's who wanted to hear the duty.
I've had so many vacuum cleaners, I'm going to tell you. It sounds like Deborah.
What does?
There's an artist
on HSN.
Duty Book.
I'm on there?
No.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough space to leave a message. To send a message to another subscriber, enter the area code and phone number of that subscriber or press the star key to enter your own mailbox.
I don't know who this is.
Nothing has been selected. To send a message...
Rita Pavone?
Mm-hmm. Like the chains.
She's the one that sang My Name is Potato.
My name is Potato.
Yes, help if you donate. We'll call a big box retailer and talk about a dirty blowout.
Can we talk about that?
The number you are trying to call is
Deborah.
Not reachable.
Jesus, Deborah.
6180.
I am so sick of your shitty numbers, Deborah.
Well, I can't help it.
Well, you can, because Cheryl gave me one number, and guess what? It worked. That's QVC or whatever it was. You've given me 80 numbers, and none of them work.
You want to man? You want to play with my nigger hole?
No.
Cheryl,
what?
You get no donations. That's it.
I don't know, but I have to go get some bread and olive oil, so you better make this do with this deal.
Bread and olive oil? From where?
My vagina.
That's just not very helpful.
They received the line. If you'd like to find out more about the option line, you can
even the option line isn't answering.
I sent you another number.
Okay. Let's try that. Let's try this. Better fucking answer.
Who is this?
Like, I'm going to fucking tell you.
Well, I'm not psychic. I watched that Amazing Randy Netflix documentary movie.
It's pretty good.
Yes, it was. I didn't know
what
it was.
Shut up.
Jesus.
It's important.
Mm-hmm. I'm just Jeff Moody, you know, just Jeff Moody.
Hey, I need help.
You need prayer?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I had to pull over. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to make sure I hear you.
I don't know if you're masturbating or something.
Do what now?
I said, sort of sound like you're masturbating, the way like you were like talking.
Hey. What did you say? Did I hear what you said?
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, what? I said the way you were talking. I said the way you were talking, things were escalating. I didn't know if you were okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I woke up off of sleep.
That's what I said. I said it sounded like you were masturbating the way it was escalating.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. So what do you need prayer for?
I need some prayer because, oh my God, donations are really low. Like, I have a job where I get donations. And I just don't know. There's three of us girls, and we get donations and stuff. There's,
Do we give donations, you say?
What now?
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't.
No, me, we. Why?
Well, I'm saying the Cook Scout Ministry is what it means to.
No. I live off a donation society. There's three of us. We have a job where we only take donations.
Okay.
And there's a lot of rich people that listen to us, and then they don't support us. You know what I mean?
But what kind of ministry do you have?
It's like sort of like a Church of Deborah style ministry. Are you familiar?
What kind of, what is it?
Southern Baptist.
Baptist church. Yeah.
Yeah, we go around, the three of us girls. We go from city to city driving. Yeah. We drive the prayer truck, and we drive it from city to city trying to help people's salvation and stuff. Right now we're in the good state of Wisconsin. I'm calling because the thing about I'm sorry, it's just really hard to understand you. It's like you're slurring your words and stuff.
The other line is ringing, so that...
Is it because you were sleeping or something?
Do what now?
Hold on.
It's hard for me to hear you because it sounds like you're, like, drunk or something.
Well, I'm not drunk. I don't drink.
I
don't know what you're talking about. Who's there?
Were you masturbating?
Hey, in Jesus' name, I come against you, devil, in the name of Jesus.
What?
Penis, devil.
I heard what you said.
I said escalating. I told you twice. That's what I'm saying.
I heard it.
That's the TV. You're talking to one person, honey.
Well, that other voice that came, that must have came out of you.
No.
But anyway.
What?
Let me say this. There's only one thing that I have to say to you right now. If you're not saved, you're going to hell.
I am saved. I run a church.
You want to inject?
Can I tell you something? Wait a minute, Cheryl.
You want to inject your?
I have one thing. No. Wait. I have one thing to say to you, sir.
You didn't want to play with this.
Sir, I have one thing to say. Can I say it? Sir, I have one thing to say.
You better work.
Work it. Bitch.
Play with this pistolet.
Play the song, Deborah.
He hung up.
He didn't want to play with my
pistolet. I thought that's what he was going to say when he said it. I have one thing to say.
It's so funny because he thought Cheryl's voice was literally the devil.
Yeah. Call her back. Let's have an exorcist on the phone with him.
Who is the exorcist?
Cheryl's going to be the Satan.
Sylvia Brown can be the exorcist. Right?
Okay.
I'm eating, so I can't talk.
No, eating. Oh, but okay. I'll remember that next time.
I'm the host.
Oh. Yeah.
I get to eat.
Even the host makes mistakes sometimes at Comcast.
Welcome to HSN. To help locate your account, enter your phone number beginning with area code or enter your account number.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to do it. So hold on.
I'm sorry. Please enter your zip code.
Shit. What Arizona was it?
I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. Enter your zip code.
Shit.
Damn, Brian.
Hold on.
I still didn't understand.
Do a reverse lookup.
I am. Phoenix.
We seem to be having trouble, so I'd like to transfer you. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold for a sales professional.
It's on the recording.
Donna speaking. May I have your item number?
Hi, this is Deborah. I was told to call back so I could get on the air.
You would have to call back the phone number that they show on air. I don't have no way to transfer you, unfortunately.
This is the number she told me to call back.
I am so sorry about that. It is a different number. Unfortunately, I don't know what the number is. I don't have that option to transfer.
She told me to call back that they already were going to have me in the queue.
I don't know. I'm so sorry, Deborah.
1-800-284-3100.
Right. That's to place an order. I know there's a different number to talk on air, but I don't know what it is. There could be, too, that some call centers have the option to transfer, but some don't.
Okay, well, get it together, honey. You figure out why I need to.
This is the number that they're showing on TV.
That's the number to place an order.
Well, you get your ducks in a row, ma'am. I want to be on air.
Unfortunately, there's nothing I could do about it, Deborah. I can't even go on air. I have no way to get me on air. I don't have the transfer option. She will show the on-air number. The number in the bottom left-hand corner of the screen is the place an order number.
Okay. Thanks, honey.
All right, I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Get saved, okay?
Hello, Mom.
Okay, call that number, man. Here it is. I think this is it.
It's the number we call.
Man, hang on. Not professional.
Hello?
Call that number I posted. It's the on-air number.
How did you get that?
I Googled it.
Man, what's Bloomer's number?
I don't know.
Somebody's pickup sounds like a dog.
Is Bloomer alive?
No. Hurry up!
Bloomer was dead before I was born. That's why I was named after her.
Welcome to HSN Customer Service. Main menu. You can say order information, cancel an order, item availability, auto ship, flex pay, or more options. To help locate your account, say or enter your phone number beginning with area. Okay, please say or enter your zip code. I didn't get a match. Please try again.
Matchmaker, matchmaker.
I'm still having trouble locating your information. To use Express on your next call, please
He's
ask the representative
you to
your account
to transfer you to Bloom.
You're messing it up. It does audio for Numby's channel.
Send me a
This book. Call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold for a customer service professional.
Not professional.
You can now view and manage payments for FlexPay orders online. Log into your HSN.com account, go to My HSN, and select FlexPay Manager to begin.
Good evening. My name is Ashley. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Deborah Wilkerson.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I was told 10 minutes ago by one of the screeners for HSN to call back within 10 minutes to get on air and just to give them y'all my number. I have had the Joy Super Shink 2-in-1 vacuum. It has been a lifesaver, honey, for the price and the value. I've had them all. I've had Dysons. I've had Bissell. I've had Hoovers. I've had the Carby system if you were around in the 70s. We used to have vacuum parties. This thing is amazing. It really is.
Oh, wow. Goodness. Well, that is awesome to know. Give me one moment, and what I'll do is get you over to that testimonial line so they can get you on there, okay?
Okay. Thanks, honey.
Give me one moment.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the HSN show. Hi, my name's Chris. Would you like to speak to the host tonight, or do you have a question about something? Hello?
Yes, hello. I'd love to speak. Hello, I'd love to speak to Joy.
All right, now just for security purposes, can I get your first name, last name, and phone number?
Deborah Wilkerson. My phone number is 623-877-4564.
Deborah, I do apologize. It looks like the lines are a little full, and I'm unable to get anybody in there right now. Would you like to try another time when she's on?
Oh, she just told me. See, I was going to be talking to her earlier, but they had to cut for some kind of break, and then she told me to call back.
Who told you to call back?
The last call, Serena. I don't know if she's in the same office as you, but, yeah, she told me to call back, and I was like, are you sure? And I was about to go on, and then she said they had to cut. This thing, and I'm telling you, the price, compared to others, I've had Dysons and stuff. I had kept this thing longer than anything. I talked to the producer, though, and told me to call back because I had waited 20 minutes.
Yeah, unfortunately, Deborah, I do apologize. You're not the only person that's calling, and right now the lines are all full.
I'm not trying to drop any name, but I talked to Vince. I'm not name-dropping, I've talked to him before, and he's just a better producer. Okay. He would have never put me in this kind of lane.
Ma'am, you're about the 1,000 person that's waiting. It doesn't go by individually who you are or anything.
I even went to her movie premiere. I'm not trying to name-drop, but I went to Joy's movie premiere. Have you seen the movie? It stars the young lady from Hunger Games.
Yeah, I do apologize, Deborah. That doesn't really get you anywhere,
Is there any way
I can? No, I do. Ma'am, the lines are all full. I'm unable to get anybody over there right now.
Yes, I understand that, sir. But what I'm saying is, that's fine. All I'm saying is if I call back, I have to go through all this rigmarole. They have to verify me, and it's such a hassle. Is there a way for you?
That's what everybody has to do, ma'am. Unfortunately, that's the process.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is there an easier process is what I'm asking. Like, could you just write my
name? There's not an easier way, ma'am. This is the only way that you can get to speak with someone online.
I understand. You deal with a bunch of people, so that's fine. Thank you, sir. I'll try calling
you. You're welcome.
All right. Thanks,
sir. She'll be off and on throughout the day until midnight tomorrow night.
Okay, well, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye. Cheryl.
Yeah.
If you fuck it up, they're going to blacklist Deborah's name, and then I won't never be able to get on. Obviously, I got a good account number. Obviously, I'm verified because he verified me then.
But Deborah, it took you 3 hours to answer the phone when he said hello.
No, whatever.
What the fuck was that about?
I was getting the number together for the zip code. The point is I'm verified.
You're so stupid. They're not going to let you on. You've never purchased anything.
Yes, I did. He was able to verify me. He would have told me no, I wasn't verified.
It probably has a note, crazy cunt, when they pull up your number now.
Uh-huh, especially if Cheryl badmouths.
Because he sounds like the car warranty guy.
Yeah, maybe it is him. But the point is don't ruin my peeps. I got to groom these people. He's groomed.
Okay, I'm going to have to...
for
a few minutes.
No.
It's too late. No.
What?
We're not stepping away. If we're going to end, we're going to end. But I don't want to. None of this stepping away. I don't have time for that shit. It's already 12:30 here.
Okay.
Now call the 301.
Oh, shut up. Let me check on the donations before we decide how we're proceeding.
Well, this number is for a donation.
Oh, is it? Okay.
They wanted a blowout, remember? They said they'd donate if we had duty talk at a big box. No,
here's how it works. The donation comes first, then the blowout. Mm-hmm. They have to donate first. Who is it?
Is it Vince Lane?
No.
Vince Lane donated. He can have a request.
He needs to send us more pictures of him masturbating.
And his asshole open, and
I don't know about all that. How about you just, I don't know, pay us off with devices?
The oldest.
I mean, at the end of a day, an asshole's just an asshole. You know
what I mean? you wanna play with this small pistolet? You wanna put this?
Like, let's just say if somebody was to give us 3 electric cars in a few.
Hydro Seal?
Yeah. I love when Cheryl talks sexy.
Yeah, you like the Hydro Seal?
Yeah. You wanna play with my Hydro Seal?
Yeah.
Voofed.
Wanna pop it?
Glavoofed.
Can I pop it?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Sally. I'm Sally O'Malley, and I'm 50.
What?
I like to kick and stretch.
Okay.
I'm Sally O'Malley.
Sally, Sally, Bobali, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fi, Fi. Sally. Girdle.
You don't remember Sally O'Malley? love to.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
SNL, I'm Sally.
Man, I just want you to play with my clitoris for a few minutes before we go.
Before we go, it's a weekend.
Flick, flick, flick.
But Madge doesn't have a long weekend. She's like in prison every day.
But she doesn't work tomorrow.
I have yoga at 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's... What? If Reagan can go out and get shit-faced drunk and get up the next morning...
Reagan is a skank.
Whoa, you're real hardcore, Madge, staying up late on the phone.
Reagan is a tweaker, and she's still young.
Oh, she doesn't look...
So are you, Deborah. You're young. You think anybody can get by on 4 hours of sleep? No.
Only 24 hours.
Besides, we didn't get... Listen, so since this show started tonight, and I'm not talking about the donations since last time we dispersed. We'll get to that. We have received $88.
I don't work for minimum wage.
Thank you. Right.
Barney says...
Let's do some math. Let's do math to figure out how much we earned so far. 70 minutes divided by 88 divided by 70.
So that how it works, divided by 3.
Yeah. 88 divided by 70. Divided by 3. 41 cents. That's what we made.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Hydroseal.
Hydroseal.
You could set in it, you know.
I have a friend named Seal.
Does he have scars on his
face? She! How dare you assume she's a woman? I mean, this album is called Duty Bug. Duty Bug. Weird.
Wait a minute.
Try that number.
Your numbers never answer. Why would
this
be?
Well, this one's gonna work.
What the fuck, Cheryl?
What?
That is a huge hydroseal.
Isn't that what you're...
Disgusting.
Tuskegee mangled bull look like?
Yeah, a little... He had no idea he had a mangled ball.
Poor man. Is he dead?
I don't know.
Hello, and thank you for calling WeSpa. For English, please press 1.
WeSpa?
God, I hate working.
If you know your party's extension, please press now. Please listen to the following menu. For business hours and address, please press 1. For reservations...
Reservations?
Please wait a moment.
For, like, reservations?
Yeah. Can you put them on hold with Cisco Hold Music, Dan?
Oh, yeah, I love the hold.
Considering we haven't had that many for time.
We haven't earned enough donations to have a...
Cisco Hold.
Oh, my God, I forgot about our backup number. Remember we said last week?
No one is available to answer the call. To leave
we know they'll answer.
To call the operator, press 0. To enter another... calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
The longer we're on the air, the lower our hourly fee.
Wage.
Our salary gets lower per hour.
Free the nipple. Make it us.
Tim Cook should make a donation.
Oh my God, it'd be amazing.
Oh, he's such a lesbian.
Love her.
Hate her.
I'm ready for
her. I love her.
She needs to go.
No, you better watch your back, Mary.
She can stay in the company, but she can't do the spoken.
No, she needs to stay at the top.
To leave a message, press 1.
She can stay at the top, but she got to stop doing the presentation.
To enter another extension,
she's good.
She sucks on stage.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, come on. Compared to Steve Jobs?
Press 1.
You just have... Press 0. You are sexual prejudice.
Yeah.
Call 1-800-CONTACT-LENSES.
Press 1. To call the operator, press 0. To enter another...
What?
It's a
bad number from...
They're open. It's a bathhouse. I guess everybody's sucking everybody.
We have to call the Chicago one because it's IML.
Thank you for calling 1-800-CONTACTS. This call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. My name is Kyle. How may I help you this evening?
I'm trying to get fit some of my glasses.
Yeah. Are you trying to get glasses or contact lenses?
Contacts. I wanted the doctor said the Viz Line one.
Okay. Now let's go ahead and pull up your account. What's the phone number for the account on your that we've got for you?
My telephone number is 623-877-4564.
Okay. I do not have an account that pulls up that number. Is there a different phone number maybe that you have?
No, it's the Denver.
So
you want the assisted living number maybe?
Maybe. What's the phone number for there?
We got a pamphlet.
Mm-mm.
916.
Okay.
448.
Okay.
1900.
I don't have an account that pulls up with that phone number either. Have you? Are you sure you've ordered with us before?
I think so. I get them in the mail.
Okay.
I get them in the mail.
What's the address that you have on your account?
455 Capitol Mall, room 223, Sacramento, 95814.
Give me just 1 second. And who am I speaking with?
Deborah Machaney.
Could you spell your last name for me, Deborah?
M-A-C-H-I-N-N-I-E. Bloom. You want the maiden?
I was going to say, even typing your name doesn't pull up an account. I tried your address and it didn't pull up your account either.
Bloom. Maybe my B. My maiden name?
Possibly. Have you ordered with your maiden name before?
Yes. Bloom McMuffin.
Okay.
Bloom, you at?
Go ahead and spell it for me.
You ready?
Yes.
B L U M I. M-C-M-U-F-F-I-N. You sound like my grandson, by the way.
I do. Thank you.
She said no, baby. She said no, uh-uh. She already did it earlier. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry. They come in here to make sure I took Dolores the medicines. I took them already.
Gotcha. Well, it doesn't look like an account was pulled up at all. But
she said no payment.
If you have your prescription with you, I'm more than happy to set up a new account for you, and then we can send you your contact.
I'm not going
to
get double billed, am I?
No, not at all.
Making the payment. I went to the eye doctor last week.
Oh, good.
And he said it had changed.
Oh, okay.
Is that normal?
Yeah, definitely.
Why does it get worse?
It just kind of with age. Like, my contact lenses, that I every time I get them checked, my prescription has changed. So just as with a lot of people, as they hit puberty or as they get older, their eyes just change. It's kind of a normal thing.
Definitely ain't hitting that first one anymore.
She said no payment. She said no payment. She said no payment. She said no payment. She said no payment.
So you said you do have a prescription?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that prescription that you have?
She said no payment. She said no payment. She said no payment. She said no payment.
TV's messed up. She said no payment. She
said no papers. She said no papers. She said no papers. She said no.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
She said no
papers. Patient.
She said no papers.
Deborah.
She said no papers.
D. E. B. R. A.
Uh-huh.
Wilma McMuffin. B. L. U. M. A. M. C. M. U. F. F. I. N.
Okay.
All right. Date is May.
Okay.
17th, 2016. Address. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
You want the same stuff from before, or?
Yeah, in fact, I just need a little bit more information from you. What about a phone number, just in case we did get disconnected?
It's going to be the first phone number I get. Or should you want, should I, let me give you the room one, it would be better, for the 623-877-4564.
Okay.
Donations. Sorry.
All right, and then what's the address we're going to be shipping these contact lenses to?
All right, now it's going to be room 224.
Okay. And what was the address again?
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's going to be 455 Capitol Mall, 224. That's 95814.
91854?
95814. Read back everything to me, because I don't know if you can't hear me or not. I want to make sure we got everything right.
Because
maybe that's what happened before.
Could be.
All right, what do you have, honey?
I have 255 Capitol Hill. Give me 1 second. Capitol Hill Mall, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the name?
And the name is Deborah, and the last name is BLUMAMCMUFFIN.
Yeah. Blumenmuffin. Okay. It's German.
All right. Perfect. And it's room 224.
Yes.
And that's Sacramento, California, 95814.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, well, let me go ahead and save that for you. Okay, go ahead with the rest of your prescription.
You sound like my grandson.
Well, thank you. I'll take that as a very good compliment.
His name's Reagan.
Reagan?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, Deborah, what's the rest of the prescription that you have?
He plays kickball. With the men. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are y'all the same?
No.
He
not
plays
at all.
Kickball with the men.
Okay. Yeah, I don't play kickball at all.
He doesn't have a drinking problem.
Gotcha. All right, Deborah, what's your prescription that you have so I can add it to the file here?
For OD, SIF. SIF? The SIF?
Yeah, OD.
What is the, it says SIF, SILE, AXIS, PRISM, AD.
Yeah, just go ahead and read me those numbers underneath those,
OD,
and then I can decipher it for you, okay?
All right, OD says HERON, OS, I think. Why do you know these people? He probably makes like $500,000 a year, and they can't even run.
Gotcha.
It's O.D. Heron. O.S.
Okay. So it's a negative 7 or positive 7?
It's a plus 100.
Plus 100. For both eyes?
What do you... the O.S. is plus 100.
Okay. And what's the... Is it plus 100 for the O.D. as well?
No. It says... Over that, it says Heron.
Heron?
Yes.
I'm not quite sure why it would say that. It's probably supposed to. It's supposed to have some numbers there, positive or negative.
No.
All right. What about a brand? Does it say AccuView or Biofinity?
Biofinity.
Okay.
Donation.
Okay. Does it say
the brand?
Yeah, that is the brand. So does it say Biofinity or just Biofinity Toric?
Biofinity Donation.
Donation. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and update that for you. And what is your doctor's phone number?
Let's see. It's not showing anything. It's blank.
It just says blank. What's your eye doctor's name? And maybe I can look him up that way.
Mr. Doodle.
Can you spell that for me?
STEWOODLE.
Okay. All right, I do not have an eye doctor that's pulling that up. The best way for me to look them up is their phone number.
A nose garden.
Nose garden?
It's the same ophthalmology clinic.
See, that doesn't pull anything up either.
Psychic. What? Dr. Sylvia Brown?
All right, I do have a Sylvia Brown, but neither one of them are in California.
I've went to her before.
No.
Okay. And do you remember where you went and saw her, what city it was?
Arkansas, I think.
Duty.
Hello?
Hello.
Would mine hold?
Yeah, I just need the eye doctor's phone number. It should be right there on the script.
It was Sylvia Brown.
Okay. I don't have a Sylvia Brown that pulls up in your city, though.
No, I went to her before they put me in this home.
Oh, okay. And what city was it again?
Before I went to the damn home, it was in Margaretville.
Yeah, I don't have a Sylvia Brown in that city.
What city is it showing?
I'm showing ones in Texas, and I believe this one is in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's me. I had to fly here because my husband died.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Marksville.
Okay. Marksville. That's not the city I have, though. I have Beaumont.
I mean, he took me to her. She was a specialist. I don't know the city. We just went to the office. It might be Beaumont.
Okay.
Fancy, I think. But it probably could have been Beaumont.
Okay. No problem. All right. So, there's actually a really good deal going on in your contact lenses right now. If you went with the one-year supply of the contact lenses, that would be two boxes for your right eye and two boxes for your left. You would actually get a $60 mail-in rebate. And then with that...
How does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the way that works is you would go online and find the... Yeah, so you go to...
I don't have a computer.
Okay, yeah, I'm more than happy to send you the form that fills it out, and I can just mail it to you.
So, like, how does it work?
So you would
9/11 for it or something?
I would send you the form, you'd fill it out. It's very easy to fill out.
I don't like giving my information to everybody. Is this like the spam building 7 or something?
No, we keep all of your information secure.
So you give me the money first, or...
No, after you place the order and get your contact lenses, then you can send in that rebate and you get $60 back.
Bullard.
Mm-hmm.
Can I put my nurse on? I'm getting confused.
Sure.
I'm going to push this button and get Cheryl. Honey, can you come in here from the office, please?
Miss Tracy, guess what?
Hello. Oops.
Lord.
Okay, I'm going to do an interlude, and then we're going to count the money. Interlude begins now. I'm going to loop
that. That sounded so natural.
That's a sick duty.
She said no papers. 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 She said no papers.
Tonight, 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 tonight,
she said no papers. 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 She said no. She said no pain. 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 She said
no pain. Why you put this man? 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 Why you put? 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 Why you put this man?
Hello?
I'm gonna kill myself.
You ready for money time?
Yes.
Let's see if we got any donations.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Go ahead, because we'll just split it halfway then.
Okay, I'll do everything divided by two.
Yep. Cheryl, since she's dead, we shouldn't have to go through that.
Okay,
bang! Oh, I'm reborn. Jesus was right.
Now Jesus can suck
me out. Hurry up, it's time for bang.
Jesus can eat me out, honey. Jesus is the season to eat me out. When was the last payout, girls?
If you want one more phone call, it's going to take a large donation, Vince.
No, But we did give us the biggest donation. Who does he want us to call?
It don't matter. We done.
Well, I mean, we didn't do a call for him.
Yeah, we did. All of them are for him. Right?
Yeah, that's why he showed me his teeth.
Let's see, he wants me to do that call again where I put his thing in my mouth. Maybe he doesn't want me talking about that.
Why don't I see the last payments I made to you on my screen?
Oh, well, I guess you never did.
Let's Gertie. I think we sure did. Okay, the 22nd, I paid you. 20 sex cunt.
Call her.
20 sex cunt.
She said nothing.
Baby. David M, $5. Auntie O, $5. Grant B, $50.
Whoa.
Keep up the music and the cycling. A mega plus, which means is really for me, but you can share it anyway. Sean H, $20.
Whoa.
Keep those grums coming. Still hurting and smelling after all these years, Sean. 80. Very nice. Gareth E, $5.
Whoa.
Jeff S, $10. Miss Edith, $30. Sarah L. Period marriage to Tristan. Your girls absolutely made my Memorial Day weekend with this grum. Thanks.
Oh, hon. Thank you, hon.
Did I tell you how much?
How much for Sarah L.?
$5. I guess she didn't enjoy it that much. And Crab Vagina, what's his name? Wasabades, $3.
Oh.
And the lovely Vince L., $50.
Oof.
What's the total, cunt? Cunt whore.
Calculating.
Oh. You're feeling generous this week, Matt. We don't care about the total.
No,
the total
I really
is $150 each.
What?
It is not.
Okay.
What?
$61.
Even?
Yes.
Okay. What do I know?
Drum roll.
$150.
Well, we're about to get a shit ton of listeners.
Yeah.
Because so Amy just sent me the promo video. I'll put the overlays on it.
Okay, what is the amount again? $60, did you say?
61.
City one? City one?
Yes. Yes, baby.
City one.
I love what Heather just said.
What?
In the chat, Heather said, I just donated $5. I didn't know I could donate so little.
Who said that, Heather?
Heather.
Why, she was just doing it as a joke?
Yeah, she was being funny.
Yeah, yeah. Funny, honey.
$3.
Oh, I forgot what we were going to watch.
Did she really donate, Madge?
Heather?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did I read her?
I got obsessed last night watching those Rockin' Mathers videos.
I think she donated last time.
Isn't that tranny wreck?
I could not stop laughing watching that light each. They're real. I want to have them on the gram. I messaged her last
night. We should,
because
I haven't seen them because I don't watch videos except on the gram.
I know.
We should have watched it, but it's too late.
Well, I forgot. They were for tomorrow, but then forgot we did them now.
I hope you enjoy your McDonald's wages.
Thank you.
Well, it'll buy me at least an ounce of Coke. Won't be pure, so if I OD.
What kind of Coke can you get for $60 an ounce?
It's some local stuff. It's organic.
Bath salty.
Gluten-free.
Fucking gluten. Don't even start with me.
It's gluten-free Coke. It's like Coke is natural. She said no, baby. I see a Dr. Sylvia Brown.
We're going to do a field trip to the Carrie Laundry.
Okay.
We're going to take a school bus there and tour.
What happened to all your recording equipment?
What do you mean?
Like when you used to do like the, like, you know, the documentary stuff, you'd have like the big equipment.
What are you talking about?
You don't remember you used to go around filming people.
What documentary stuff? What are you talking about?
You did random use radio vids.
Oh, that's when I had energy.
Good night, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
What happened to the equipment?
It's, the microphone broke, the camera broke. Yeah, I mean, it gets old. Yeah. And I didn't replace it because I didn't give a shit.
Oh, well, that's for good videos.
Nobody watched them. Who gives a shit?
Oh, okay.
It's too much work, you know? It's rather to sit, like, these, you know, girls, like, have it right. You put makeup on and sit on your fat ass.
True.
It doesn't require any investment. That's the way to do it.
Wow. Mm. I'll send you a link to the video once we get it uploaded.
Oh, and thanks for the show notes, Natalie.
Hopefully we can get at least one or two.
And why? And still no album art. Like, album art is basically over.
Yeah, what happened to that? Who used to do it? The same person that did it before?
Oh, Heather donated $5 twice.
Oh, so she really did.
She did it twice. I guess it was a mistake.
Whoops. Refund. Mm-mm. Gonna get a charge back.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Heather.
Send this over. Gwen Stefani turned down Blake Shelton's marriage proposal.
Really? I thought they were like in love with forever.
I know. I wonder why she turned him down.
Small dick.
You know what? Probably so.
Well, you know, when the sex isn't good, what can you do?
Heather, we'll call you next time on the ground, I promise. Okay, honey?
She always wants me to call her, but she's like, oh, I'm so boring.
Yeah, well, maybe we should call and say.
All right.
Let me send this video to Amy. Maximum file size. Shit.
What are you sending her? I just hung up. Oops. I guess I should call back and say goodbye. I totally quit Skype in mid-sentence. I wasn't even thinking. It wasn't intentional. Deborah. Where's the Deborah? There she is. Deborah? Girdle? Deborah?
I'm sending her the video for promo video.
I was sitting here talking to you, and while I was talking to you, I pressed Command-Q, and I quit Skype like mid-sentence.
Don't you hate that command?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a way. There's an app that lets you turn it off.
I do that on Chrome all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than 25 megs, but I gotta send it to you.
Okay, this is fascinating. Listen to you email, but I have to go now.
I am. Bye.
Sunny, bye. Squish sound, squish sound, squish sound, squish sound. Nothing.
The blacks are rude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Just in case.
Just in case.
Blacks are rude.
Or not.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that. Just in case.
The blacks are rude. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that. Just in case.
The blacks are rude. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say that. Just in case.
The blacks are rude.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming.
And it's a sandwich.
Coming to an end.
And I'm going to choke on it and
there's
die.
A new
with a B. Ah! Fuck! The hell was that? Oh, that's the wrong hole. Sounds like how I talk to Chad.
You know, I've had it.
I have had it.
Move! news for you. Fembots have feelings too. You split my heart in two. Now what you gonna do?
That's why it amazed me when people say I'm going to have your angels, you have your mind. That's why it amazed me.
I wanna slow dance with you. slow dance with you. I want to slow dance with you. I want to slow dance with you.
Whether I'm going to be a nun, or whether I'm going to be a mother, or, you know, if I'm going to be a salesperson, whatever I'm going to be, don't ever enter my body. Don't ever enter my body. Whether I'm going to be a nun, or whether I'm going to be a mother, or, you know, if I'm going to be... Don't ever enter my body. 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 Don't ever enter my body.
He said no.
Say, all the people like I get the crowd jumping, get the girls heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rob from New York City all the way down south. Saying Rob's and making music, book my mouth. I'ma tell you party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mom, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Making that strange noise, it was like for all the fighters, all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. Then there was a record laying over me. When it came by the DJ, I saw who it is. They said, make the music with your mouth, biz.
Make the music with your mouth, biz.
Difficult, even knock me out my socks. It's a moving combination with your lip, tongue, and throat. Use your teeth in your nose for a mysterious I know. I like doing it as a hobby or a job. People treat me like a star and surround me in the ball. It's not all the pop spitting, breathing hard and chewing. You need practice beyond just in school. And let me tell you, party people, you gotta admit, anything that you want, you gotta work hard for it. That's why I like doing sound. It's hard to achieve. Make it two or three sounds and one time you can't believe. When I walk down the street,
she said no, baby.
I tell him to take a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing it since 15 years old. And everywhere I do it, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, it's just like it is. Even mom, pops, and cops say, what a biz. Everywhere I go, I always rock the boat. Gonna end this rhyme with this one note. Not gonna act conceited and say,
okay, hold on,
I'm guaranteed to pass any kind of test.
Oh my God, do you know who you said you were and what you said to us? And I said, oh my Lord God.
Eastwood School for Girls.
If all the boys would cross the sea, just think what a good swimmer you would be. Ha ha ha.
That's why I'm here to say the day that I'm doing my beat in a special way. Make a musical.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
I'm very well known, greatly respected. I like to thank people without no doubt. Peace, high party people, it's time to break out.
Her pods with Jan Lane from the other side.
Make the music with your mind.
I figure that if it's in the summertime, in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
Tissues not under the bed.
kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in the bed. Kiss your mama in
No. 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 No.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
To drive down the street and all of a sudden become Francine, that's crazy.
That's still going to be accelerated.
I got my spirit guide. Now I can't get rid of her.
Hold on, hold on.
Addicted to the D.
Too late, you used to wishes like a fool.